Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Stevenson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Earl Stevenson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa strikes out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive towards third. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Darwin. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Briggs tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Twins. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Mitterwald scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Bill Parsons now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to third. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Thompson scores. Carew moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Carew scores. Killebrew moves to third. Darwin moves to second. It's 8-1, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground for an out. Darwin moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Hisa reaches second base with a double. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Ferraro now playing third base. Ron Clark now playing second base. Bob Heisa now playing shortstop. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carew fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHood. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hysa misplays the ball. That's an error on Hysa. Soderholm moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Soderholm trying to get to home. LaHood throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Soderholm, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis pinch hits for Bill Parsons. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive towards left. Briggs catches it and throws to first to double up LaRoche. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Joe LaHude. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for John Briggs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.